Most moisturizers on the market have the same pore clogging base filler agents.
This is one of the most annoying and unscientific terms I still hear popping up in the skincare market, and it's been widely debunked. Now, this came about in the 1970s and 80s when scientists were trying to figure out if there was a way to understand whether or not something had a high propensity for breaking people out. However, they did tests on rabbit ears and not a lot of people, and it's also important to note that an ingredient can act different depending on the formula it's in, depending on the concentration, depending on what other products it's mixed with, and depending on whose skin it's applied to and for how long. All of this makes it pretty much impossible to claim a single ingredient is completely pore clogging. Now, the American Academy of Dermatology has actually talked about how this is inappropriate and it should not be used in consumer decision marketing, but of course, a brand that needs to knock down competitors to actually sell their product along with peddling a bunch of misinformation is not going to abide by those ethics. The other term they use is filler ingredient, which I absolutely hate because that is not a real thing. Brands are here to make money. Why would they spend money on shipping, sterilizing, sourcing, and manufacturing an ingredient that has absolutely no purpose in a formula? It doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint, and every ingredient in a formula is made and put in there for a reason, whether it's stabilization, whether it's a preservative, it's an emulsifier, it's going to help the product work or penetrate, or it's an active ingredient. Brands are not going to be out here wasting money, and at the end of the day, this is just simple logic, but brands that don't really believe in their products, I guess, used fear-based non-scientific marketing to sell their stuff.